Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for joining us for another episode of Formula Girls. I'm Megan Gibson, Marketing Coordinator at Colonial Chemical, and I'm here with the fabulous Molly McHenry.
Oh. Hello.
Our Personal Care Applications Manager. And today we are talking about formulation number 2080, the Pure Pearl Body Wash. This formulation is a mild sulfate-free formula that features plant-based ingredient blends that are safe and easy to work with. It's a thin, pearly liquid with subtle fragrance that provides gentle cleansing, good slip, and good foam production. So the two blends in the spotlight here are Sugadet LSDG, which is diacyl glucoside and disodium lauryl sulfosuccinate, and also Sugadet EcoPearl, which is glycol disterate and sodium hydroxypropyl phosphate diacyl glucoside cross polymer, and cocaminopropyl hydroxysultane and sodium sterol lactylate.
You're That's so good with those, like a natural.
That's quite a mouthful.
Yeah.
So we've talked about Sugadet LSDG a couple times in recent episodes where it was featured in a couple of different formulations. Mm-hmm. And like the others, this formulation is also a liquid with the sulfosuccinate. So can you tell us about why this product allows us to achieve that and how it works in this formulation?
Yeah, so this one is a good example of how to build viscosity when you're using the Sugadet LSDG.
Okay.
So this is, you know, a relatively new product for us. That's,
yes.
The purpose is to make working with the sulfosuccinate a lot easier because the sulfosuccinate comes in a paste form and mm-hmm. it, you know, requires heating of the formulation yeah. to get it to go in. So the LSDG is liquid and can be added cold process. But it's not particularly salt responsive, so you can use gums or cellulose-type mm-hmm. thickeners if you're going the natural route, or, you know, it'll thicken with PEGs and acrylates, copolymers, if, you know, that's a non-issue.
Yeah.
But for this formula, we wanted to be PEG-free and plant-based, so we're using a Terra gum thickener. It's 100% right. natural, biodegradable.
Good.
Yeah, you don't get too much stringiness or tackiness that you sometimes get from, mm-hmm. you know, those natural alternative thickeners. So I like this one. It does have a hazy appearance, though. So if you were doing, you know, a clear formulation, you might want to use a different one. But this is a pearled formula, so no problem.
Yeah, I like the pearly essence.
Yes. It gives it like a luxury feel.
It does. Also included in this formulation is the Sugadet EcoPearl, which is also a blend, and what gives this formulation its pearled appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I really like the pearled appearance. It's simple, yet it still makes me feel special.
Yes, I know. I'm such a sucker for it. Like, I immediately feel like the product is more luxury if I see that pearl.
I like it. It's fun to look at, too.
But yeah, the Sugadet Eco Pearl is, you know, also a liquid blend. So you can also add that in cold process.
Okay.
It contains the glycol disterate as the pearling agent, and that usually comes okay. in a solid form mm-hmm. and you have to heat. So it's very convenient having it in that liquid form. And, you know, some of the other liquid pearls out there, they usually contain a sulfate and betaine and PEG. Mm. So this is yeah. PEG-free, sulfate-free, and it uses the sultane instead of betaine.
Okay. Can you tell us about the procedure for the Pure Pearl body wash, and did you run into any issues?
Yes. So, probably said it a couple times, this can be done cold process. So, you save a lot of, you know, time and energy
right.
going in hand with the whole sustainable story. And having, you know, two of the blends in there cuts down on the number of steps. So
yeah,
it goes together very quickly because of that. A couple things probably to mention, the Terra gum thickener,
mm-hmm.
so that comes in a powder form, and you're going to want to add that to water before the other ingredients so that it can hydrate properly.
Mm-hmm.
Once you add it into the water, it's going to start trying to, you know, thicken immediately.
Yeah.
But I do like this one because it doesn't hydrate too fast. It has a time to disperse, you know, evenly without clumping up.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, something I run into a lot with other powder thickeners. It's if you have it at, you know, too high of a level, you end up needing to premix it with something mm-hmm. like glycerin or another solvent so that it can disperse, you know, evenly without clumping yeah. up. But this one, we have it at 0.25%, and you're able to add it into the water without a premix.
That's good.
So, yeah, it's very convenient. But if that was an issue in scale-up, mm-hmm. You could certainly premix this with something. I don't think that would affect your viscosity too much.
Okay. So this is a body wash formulation. Can you add any other features?
Yes, absolutely. You know, this is a pretty bare bones formula. You've got your, the Sugadet LSDG is your primary surfactants. The sulfosuccinate is an anionic and the mm-hmm. desylglucoside is non-ionic, but they're providing, you know, the bulk of your foam and detergency.
Yeah.
And then, you know, after that, it's just a thickener, a pearling agent, fragrance, and preservative. So you could definitely add in, you know, extracts or mm-hmm. If you wanted to add in like some cationic conditioning aids, that should be compatible with everything in here. The thickener is non-ionic. So shouldn't be a problem to beef this up a little
That's
bit
good.
More.
Nice. Yeah. This formulation has a really subtle fragrance. I think you mentioned that you could add more fragrance if you wanted, but could you make this fragrance free?
Yes, you could make this fragrance free. I think the odor would be, you know, pretty mild on it. And yeah, you could definitely bump it up as well. Depending on, you know, the fragrance, the viscosity could be affected. It could increase it or decrease it.
Yeah.
So if that happens, you can just readjust the level of the gum thickener in there.
And another thing, I've seen other products like this that had like the pearl appearance, and several of them have a color. Could you add a color to this?
Definitely. Yeah, you could put some dye in there. Yeah, that would be cool. We should do a green one, colonial green.
Oh, that would be really cool. I've seen so many. I think I've seen purple. I think I have an orange one, actually. It's
like
it's really
with
pretty.
An orange scent.
Green would
be
pretty. I like it. Cool. These are just so pretty. And I really liked it. I tried it out. It did great. The fragrance. I really liked it. The subtle fragrance.
And that one I gave you, it was using pomegranate.
Okay. It smelled really good. I liked it. Well, I want to thank you again for joining us, Molly.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. This concludes this episode of Formulation 2080, the Pure Peril Body Wash. It is available for download by visiting our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but we are ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Visit colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.